USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With COVID-19 cases spiking once again, there have been some studies done that question whether a lockdown was necessary. Scientists studied both Utah and Colorado, states with similar demographics, and Dr. Ben Siegel spoke on Fox News about the results.
They looked at Utah versus Colorado, and those states, Utah did not lock down and Colorado did lock down. They found almost no difference, and they concluded that that big hit to the economy was not necessary with this huge across-the-board lockdown. So the point is here, we have to figure out a way to protect those most at risk. Nursing homes got creamed. 20 to 25% of all the deaths from COVID-19 in the United States are in nursing homes.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 500,000, and Johns Hopkins University confirmed the worldwide cases have reached over 10 million. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The coronavirus is spreading too rapidly and too broadly for the U.S. to bring it under control, according to the principal deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Ann Shushat. The U.S. has set records for daily new infections in recent days as outbreaks surge mostly across the South and the West. The recent spike in new cases outpaced daily infections in April when the virus rocked Washington State and the Northeast, and when public health officials thought the outbreak was hitting its peak in the U.S. The gun violence in the streets of Chicago claimed the lives of three minors, with two others wounded over the last week alone. A 10-year-old girl was killed when a stray bullet shattered the window and struck her head while she was inside her second-floor family apartment. The same day, a 20-month-old baby was shot dead in broad daylight while strapped in a car seat next to his mother. According to an analysis of crime statistics by the Chicago Tribune, the last week has marked the most violent in Chicago since at least 2009, with some 106 people shot, 14 of them fatally. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Trump administration said that it will bar defense exports to Hong Kong and will soon require licenses for the sale of items to Hong Kong that have both civilian and military uses. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the step as China moved ahead with imposing new national security laws that many fear Beijing and the Chinese Communist Party will use to clamp down on the dissent in the former British territory. The administration has warned for weeks that it would take action to end special U.S. trade and commercial preferences Hong Kong had enjoyed since reverting to Chinese rule in 97. Among those perks was the ability for Hong Kong to import U.S. defense equipment that China is not allowed to. As America gets ready for the return of Major League Baseball, Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the reigning world champion Washington Nationals and Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks are opting out of the 2020 Major League season over concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. The season is scheduled to begin at the end of July. Zimmerman, writing for the Associated Press, said, "I have a three-week-old baby, and my mother has multiple sclerosis and is super high risk. So if I end up playing, I can pretty much throw out the idea of seeing her until weeks after the season is over." As part of Major League Baseball's planned 60-game season, players who are themselves considered high risk can opt out of the 2020 season and still be credited for service time and receive their prorated salary. Players who are not high risk but have pregnant wives or high-risk family members can also opt out, but they forfeit their salary and service time. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.